Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Classic Bowl 31 event tickets are now available by calling 580-256-4101. It's the Tri-State's largest high school football, basketball, band, and cheerleading extravaganza, with 91 high schools from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas coming together for Classic Bowl 31. A breathtaking 280-member honor band, more than 150 of the best cheerleaders across three states. It's All-Star Boys Basketball Thursday. Friday night, you're welcome to attend the awards banquet, where the Classic Bowl Foundation honors this year's best high school talent. Saturday at 2 o'clock, it's the 101 Classic Bowl Parade in downtown Woodward. Then all the activities culminate with Classic Bowl football Saturday, June 1st. This grand spectacle kicks off at 7, with the football game getting underway at 8. Halftime festivities highlighted with a performance by the Honor Band. Tickets are on sale now. Basketball tickets are $10, $5 for students. Football tickets are $25, $15, and $10. Charge by phone at 580-256-4101. Be in Woodward for Classic Bowl 31, a presentation of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation.
The cattle futures initially tried to surge higher this morning, but were met with some pretty stiff resistance in the feeders. We finished the day down 70 to $1.70 in the feeders. The strongest month was on the front end of August, down 72 at 142.50. September's down 97, October's down $1.32. So generally weak there in the feeder cattle. Now, live cattle did hold a little bit of green here. June's were up 32 at 111.50. August down 17 at 107.77. October's up 12 at 107.90. And then the hogs today were mixed. We had August 19 hogs down 217 at 87.12. But then out in the 2020 months, they were steady to slightly higher. Friday's cattle on feed report was thought to be a bullish report here. Didn't really seem that way today in today's action. But the actual on feed as of May 1st was 102% of the previous year, while expectations were 103. Placements in April were 109, where expectations were 114.4. And then marketed in April was 107, slightly larger than the 106.6 projected. So overall, that report was considered a little bit bullish. Feeder cattle index 136.05, up 70 or down 76 cents. Cash trade last week was 114 to 116, and then beef packer margins are increasing up to $167 per head.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 30th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 18,100 head, including 5,300 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 4,000 weaned calves, and 3,900 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Call for more information at 800-422-2117.
The corn futures today gapped higher after a three-day weekend. We finished extremely strong here in all grains. Corn was up about 16.5 cents, which put December corn at $4.37 higher on the day. But all the corn contracts were higher here. If you go back and look at this rally, it's rallied a little over 20% in 10 days, or 73.75 cents. So a heck of a rally here and gapped open. So it's really, really strong. Beans were up 26 cents, and then the wheats were 13 to 19 cents higher as we go into harvest season here. It looks like rains across the entire United States continue to delay planting for corn and beans, but also delay harvest for the wheat. Here there's starting to be quite a bit of trash grow and the wheat, you can't get out in the field and spray it, so starting to make a major impact here. We rallied nearly a dollar, I guess, in the wheat contracts. And then cotton today was up 60 to 70 cents. It looks like generally across the board we're just seeing significant short covering here, as these hedge funds 2 weeks ago were net short a record amount, so they may even be long now. Of course, that commitment to traders data is delayed a week, so the report that comes on Friday is actually data that's a week old, but it showed significant increase in the, or decrease rather, in the short positions this last report. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.